Okay, and we are back here on Out of the Woods, just telling you about A Very Blue Rock Christmas, which is a fabulous live compilation. And we're going to take another track from it right now. This one's sort of in the spirit of the last song you just heard, this time from Tom Prasada Rao, Christmas in the Ashram on Out of the Woods.
From the west and to the east, they left their homes in search of peace. A transcendental mystic yogi took them in. He was kinda holy. From California to Bombay, they traveled far to sing and pray. But on the last day of the year, their songs became a little weird, singing, Om Alleluia, Hare Hare Krishna, In Excelsis Deo, Rama Bolo, Rama Bolo, Gloria, Gloria, Govinda Gopala, Om Noel, Jai Sri Ram, Christmas in the Ashram.
All right, here's your part.
Oh, rum-ba-bum-bum bum. Om rum-ba-bum-bum bum. The guru must be out of town. There's tinsel on Vishnu's crown. Someone hung a Christmas star from one of Shiva's extra arms. There's eggnog in the black spice tea, lotus petals on evergreens, incense burners green and red, and Santa hats on shaven heads. Singing, Om Alleluia, Hare Hare Krishna, In Excelsis Deo, Rama Bolo, Rama Bolo, Gloria, Gloria, Govinda Gopala, Om Noel, Jai Sri Ram, Christmas in the Ashram.
Ready?
Om Rabba-bam-bam, Om Rabba-bam-bam. They sang gospels and Upanishads, Psalms and Vedas praising God. Maybe Christ and Krishna are amused when humans get a little bit confused. Singing, Om Alleluia, Hare Hare Krishna, In Excelsis Deo, Rama Bolo, Rama Bolo, Gloria, Gloria, Govinda Gopala, Om Noel, Jai Sri Ram, Christmas in the Ashram, Om Noel, Jai Sri Ram, Christmas in the Ashram.
Here we go.
Oh, rub-a-bum-bum. Om Holy Night.
Christmas is hard on poor people, it's hard on the parents, and it's especially hard on the kids. The whole system is set up in a way that puts tremendous downward pressure on people without money. Parents want to buy the popular toys for their children, but they can't afford to, and the kids don't really understand any of this, and they're left to wonder why Santa didn't bring them the things that they wanted. The situation always seems designed specifically to create stress and tension for families without money. My advice for any man who marries a woman who grew up poor is to start saving money in January, because that grown-up poor kid is going to make sure that her children have lots of presents to open on Christmas Day. There will either be enough cash available or it'll wind up on a credit card, and no amount of complaining from you is going to stop this from happening. Now, I do complain, but to be honest, it's just a show. The truth is that there is a look in her eyes while she is watching our children and grandchildren open all the presents that we really can't afford to buy them that makes her look to me like a curly-haired 5-year-old girl on Christmas morning who knows that Santa loves her. And that look in her eyes is the only present that I really look forward to getting every year. Quit whining, quit crying, quit running your mouth about credit cards, landlords, and low bank accounts. 'Cause nothing that you can say will ever keep me from making great Christmas memories. Good memories are what we need when we're old. To this family will be great Christmas memories. Great Christmas memories.
Learning to play my Christmas guitar. Everyone's looking at me. It came in a box with a bright silver star under the Christmas tree. Nobody knows that my fingers are bleeding. I'm smiling so no one can see. Learning to play my Christmas guitar. What a wonderful Christmas for me. Me.
There's a star in the east on Christmas morn. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. It'll lead to the place where the Savior's born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your sheep and leave your lambs. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your ewes and leave your rams. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. If you take good heed to the angel's words, rise up, shepherd, and follow. You'll forget your flocks, you'll forget your herds. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your sheep and leave your lambs. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your ewes and leave your rams. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow, follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Star of Bethlehem, rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Fabulous stuff there. Elizabeth Mitchell, a brand new holiday CD, just came out called The Sounding Joy, Christmas Songs in and Out of the Ruth Crawford Seeger's Songbook. Just came out on Smithsonian Folkways. That's the only one we're going to play from it tonight. It really kind of leans more toward that traditional Christian religious sort of theme. But great thing, and there's a lot of fabulous guests on there too, including people like Aoife O'Donovan, Larry Campbell, Dan Zanes, John Sebastian, Amy Helm, Natalie Merchant, and even Peggy Seeger is on there. Just great, great stuff. And that particular track was Elizabeth Mitchell on the vocals, along with Daniel Littleton on the harmony there and guitar, with Michael Miranda on the banjo, Clem Waldman playing drums and percussion. Real neat. And before that, we hear from Tom Paxton, a neat little short little thing, another track from Christine Lavin Presents Just One Angel 2.0 and My Christmas Guitar. Also from that release just prior was Don White. We hear Don White's Advice and Christmas Memories, and he's not wrong. Tom Prasada Rao started off the set there, Christmas in the Ashram, from A Very Blue Rock Christmas, and that's where we started you off. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. Glad to have you along. If you're just tuning in, if you're listening live and local, you can get in touch, 526-3494, if you're listening here live and local on a Thursday night in New Hampshire. If you're listening any other time or to the streams on the Global Voice, Boston Free Radio, or even out on the airwaves out in Pine Mountain Club, California on Pinecone Radio, you can send email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you. All right, folks, I played something from this not too long ago. It's called Child's Play. They're a group of millions, feels like millions, tons and tons of fiddle players and other string players, along with some flutes and whistles, banjo, bouzouki, etc., etc. Some of the fiddle players in the group include some names you might recognize, like Hanukkah Castle, Katie McNally, Lissa Schneckenberger, Sam Amadin. Just keeps going on and on and whatnot. Just a great batch of folks. Yeah, totally. We're going to hear a holiday track from this one called Beau-Forama, St. Croix Jig, and Christmas Eve from the CD As the Crow Flies. Here's Child's Play on Out of the Woods.
Thank you. This beautiful place has been calling, and the light shines through. Snow is constantly falling, saying I love you. Rest your head, my old friend, here. Lightly tread, my old friend, here. And the bells ring for Christmas, and I love you. A graceful tide goes before her, shines through. The stars above, they adore her, saying I love you. Rest your head, my old friend, here. Lightly tread, my old friend, here. And watching above her, singing I love you. Rest your head, my old friend, here. Lightly tread, my old friend, here. And the bells ring for Christmas, and
far away from today. Through the chill, still will we sing sweet transitions, winter to spring. Spur the seasons on till they change the bleakness, the blackness, the bitter winter. Winter. gales return and sweep through the trees, seeking brittleness and frailty. The snows begin to blanket the dawn.
Blanket the dawn.
Twigs and branches creak and quiver, while I retreat where dreamers belong, to find pleasure in a hearth fire song. Through the chill, still will we sing sweet transitions, winter to spring. Spur the seasons on till they change. Believe till belief turns the cold snows to warm rain. Warm rains. The flames return new. Frost grows tighter, but brighter thoughts from each thrown spark join the kindled glow, dispelling the dark.
Naming the twins here on Out of the Woods. Did they just say kindle glow? I think that has a whole new meaning nowadays. Yeah. All right. Yes. Wonderful stuff. That is an original written by Robbie Smith. Naming the twins are Robbie Smith and Kath Glauser. And they're from Nova Scotia. And that's from their first CD they did together called Sweet Transitions. And that was also sort of the title track, if you were listening to the lyrics there. Haunting stuff, kind of Fairport Convention vibe going there. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And winter is here. Welcome to winter, folks. Yes, indeed. That is also what we're doing tonight. Winter, solstice, Christmas, all that sorts of stuff. So really nice. Before that, we heard from Kate Rusby. Send them out to Chrissy. We heard Home from the new one called 20. Liz Carroll, we got that one last week and played it for you the first time then from her new one called On the Offbeat. That was the holiday track. We heard Tinsel and another instrumental before that from Child's Play. We heard Beau-Forama, St. Croix Jig, and Christmas Eve, and that's from the CD As the Crow Flies. I mentioned a bunch of the fiddle players, but the flutes and whistles, which were quite prevalent there, Shannon Heaton and Mark Roberts in there. Yeah, real nice. Other names you might recognize, Ariel Friedman from Ari and Mia. And boy, just great stuff. You're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire, doing our holiday theme tonight and all that. Going to play one right now from Esther Golton. We've been playing quite a bit from her CD, Stay Warm. I still can't get over her voice. She reminds me so much of Suzanne Vega. She probably hates that comparison, as most people probably hate being compared to anybody but themselves. But it's definitely a compliment coming from me. We're going to hear one from her right now called Wintered In. Here's Esther Golton on Out of the Woods.
The stepmother's son in the twilight has come. It's a cold, cold day. She sees me here coatless and shivering pale. She calls, but then scolds me away. Oh, lady of winter, won't you please let me stay? I want to feel you on my skin. But her light is a warmless one, brittle and mean. My sigh turns to frost as I follow my footprints back in. Oh, winter.
such a beautiful name, befitting a girl of your grace. I gladly brave 40 crystal clear nights just for a glimpse of your face. So often you tease us and leave us in want, one shimmering sweep, then you go. Oh, pity the sleep-laden eyes of the dreamers who lay unsuspecting in bed while you swirl your halo. Disturbing the peace of this ice-shrouded eve, taunting shoe-whistle, tilly-dee. Oh, I'd come out and join you fine mischievous boys, heed your swaggering swashbuckle dare. But no, I'll play it safe in the warmth of my cabin, throw birch on the fire, light the walls with a ring stay.
Sat at each end of the couch, watched as the fire burned down so quiet on this winter night, not a house light on for miles around. And he said, I think I'll fill the stove, it's getting time for bed. She looked up, I think I'll have some wine, how about you, she asked. And he declined, and Warren, she said, maybe just for tonight, let's fill the stove with birches and watch as the fire burns bright. How long's it been? I know it's quite a while. Pour yourself half a glass. Stay with me a little while. And Warren, he shook his head as if she made some kind of joke. Birches on a winter night. No, we'll fill the stove with oak. And oak will burn as long and hot as a July afternoon. Birch will burn itself out by the rising of the moon. And you hate a cold house, same as me. Am I right or not? All right, that's true, she said. It was just a thought, and she said, Warren, you do look tired. Maybe you should go up to bed. I'll look after the fire tonight. Oak, he told her. Oak, she said.
Thank you.
She listened to his footsteps as he climbed up the stairs. She pulled a sweater on her, set her wine glass on a chair, and she walked down cellar to the wood box. It was cold as an ice chest, and climbed back up with four logs, each as white as a wedding dress. And she filled the stove, and she poured the wine, and she sat down on the floor. She curled her legs beneath her as the fire sprang to life once more. And it filled the room with a hungry light, and it cracked as it drew air, and the shadows danced a jittery waltz like no one else was there. And she stood up in the heat, she twirled around the room, and the shadows, they saw nothing but a young girl on her honeymoon. And she knew the time, it would be short, and the fire would start to fade. She thought of heat, she thought of time, she called it an even trade.
Holiday season, why don't we drive around and see some lights, buy some eggnog for no good reason, singing them carols maybe up all night. This year we'll take it slow and savor every part, feel the ancient wonder as it penetrates our hearts. But the lines were so long, and the car went so dead, and the mystery thing happened with the pumpkin bread, and we got extra second cousins coming over. Can we find them a bed? And I know this holiday can handle all things great and small, but I guess we won't be coasting into Christmas after all. Coasting in with the holiday spirit, I think I'll sharpen up the turkey knife. They'll be killing each other down at the Galleria, but here at our house it is a wonderful life. This year we'll bring the season in with perfect flow, baby. Champagne and candlelight and Mr. Perry Como. But the credit card's maxed and we still don't have a tree, and the packages came back with a postage fee, and Grandma's been detained by airport security. And they are ice skating right now in Rockefeller Plaza, as I recall. But I guess we won't be coasting into Christmas after all. Just by chance I glance at these small figures in the round. think about the story that's been so long handed down. How the pregnant girl takes to the road on a rented donkey with her boyfriend Joe, and there ain't no inn in Bethlehem seems to have gotten the memo. And now they're hunkered down, exhausted in some two-bit barnyard stall. And they said, I guess we won't be coasting into Christmas after all. No, I guess we won't be coasting into Christmas after all.
Track from their new CD, December Moon. And they're from County Donegal in Ireland. Send that one out to Joe. Had another track in there, final track from this compilation for the night, from A Very Blue Rock Christmas. Billy Crockett, who's sort of the ringleader with the Blue Rock folks down there. And we heard Coasting Into Christmas, and I heard last week that Maureen beat me to the punch on that one on her show Maureen's Cafe out there on the Global Voice. We'll send that one out to Maureen. We know she likes that one. Peter Cooper in there from his CD Opening Day, doing a great version of Bill Morrissey's Birches, and the great Lloyd Green still got it, playing the steel behind him there. We'll send that one out to Wally. He's a big Lloyd Green fan. Esther Golden started off the set. We heard Wintered In from her CD, Stay Warm. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. We're late for the mid-show break. Got to do the weather and the dates, the calendar dates and all that for the local folks. So we'll be right back after this.